Texas St. Edmund head baseball coach Mike Zalotti joins the program this morning. Coach, very good to have you here. We like to see each other under different pretenses. We'd like to be talking about you being in the district finals tonight, but unfortunately, we're talking about the end of the season here.
Yep. Gehrigan got us. They beat us. They played better than us, and they deserve to go on, and good luck to them tonight. And I think that'll be a good game, too. I think they're a little underrated when they throw Mice and or who they threw against us. And then they also brought Berkland in at the end there. And I think if Berkland starts tonight, they can give Newell some fits. He's a lefty, short guy. It doesn't look like he's going to bring it, but he can throw the ball pretty hard. So I think that game will be pretty close, to be honest with you.
Noel Fonda home tonight. I think that game does have some propensity there. Before we get into your team, I get the feeling, especially being in Mason City last night, talking to some folks up there, and our colleague Tim, who works out of Mason City, is their sports director, talked to him last night. I get the feeling that at the 1A level, Coach, it's the Mason City Newman Invitational. It's them and everybody else is playing for second. Do you kind of feel like that?
Yeah, we don't see them very often. From time to time, we have seen them in the past, especially at the Dowling tournament. It's weird that you said that because I was just looking some stuff up last night. Well, yesterday during the day, actually, of when we have played them. Because I thought earlier in the week, the Cubs traded Jock Peterson and for Bryce Ball, who's a Newman grad.
Yeah.
And so I guess we never did play Newman when they had Bryce Ball. I thought we did, but I went back and looked at some old stuff. But yeah, they've got it rolling up there. They got a very good coach, Alex Bowl. This year, because some teams went up to 2A, some teams went down from 2A to 1A. They're in our all district meeting, and I'll tell you what, I've always respected Alex. I've gotten along with him. I've talked to him before in the past, here and there. He is truly, genuinely a really good baseball guy. I thought, I didn't know what to expect going into it. I didn't know if he's going to nominate every one of his guys. I mean, they're all really good. So, no, he knows who's deserving. He only nominates the kids that he feels are deserving. And I'll be honest with you, I host the all-district meeting, and I would say across the board all the coaches in our district are that way. Nobody gets carried away about their kids. Nobody has an inflated sense of how good their kids are. The meeting runs really, really smoothly. And so, yeah, they got some studs up there. Both their sophomores have committed to Iowa already. Their catcher and their number one pitcher, and their shortstop's pretty good. They got an outfielder that's really, really good. Their first baseman, that home guard kid, hit the home run cycle earlier in the year. So, they're pretty good. I also think Remsen St. Mary's is really, really good too.
Okay.
If those two meet each other and they both have their number one pitchers, that'll be a battle.
And Remsen, as I recall, unless I'm wrong, they are in the bracket with Noel Fonda. So
right.
The Gehrigan, Noel Fonda winner probably gets Remsen St. Mary's.
Right. Yeah, that would be next Tuesday. So they got a kid who's been their ace since an eighth grader. It's head coach's son, Dean Arpanoff's kid, Blaine. He's going to go to Kirkwood. He's been clocked, I think, either last year or two years ago, I guess, at the All-State meeting. Newman had him. They played Newman, and Newman won, and Newman had him at 91.
Oh, wow.
And that was 2 years ago, right. So, that would be a battle if they both make it. If they meet, I hope they're on the opposite sides of each other, and that could be the state finals. But, you know, state's going to be interesting this year because it's only a three- or four-day affair. I think it's a four-day thing. So, in Carroll, obviously.
Rotation's
right.
Gonna be
so, you know, it used to be 1A played at Principal Park on the Friday and Saturday before the full week. So then they didn't play again until Thursday. So you could go your number one, first round, second round. Now it's Monday, Wednesday, so you're not going to have that opportunity. So what I like about that format is it's going to be the better team, okay?
Yeah.
You're not going to rely on one guy. It's the team that has the deepest
pitching.
It's about pitching
depth.
Right, right. So, and that's what it, to me, that's what it should be, okay? You shouldn't be able to ride a guy. I say that because this year we had two really, really good senior pitchers, too. So maybe in years where I only got one, I'd feel differently. I don't think I will, though. But, yeah, the postseason is going to be fun. It's going to be really interesting to see how this all pans out.
Mike Zalat is my guest here, St. Ebbets Baseball. Gales finished the season earlier this week with a loss to Bishop Garrigan. You fall 6-0 to Garrigan the other day. From the box score I got, Brian has you with 7 errors. So defensively, that's pretty uncharacteristic. I know you guys have had some issues at times, and you talked about that defensively, but 7 errors I thought was kind of out of character for you guys.
Yeah, and two of them I think were on pickoff moves. So, that was uncharacteristic for sure. It was really kind of strange game from the get-go. We got first two guys on. John struck out, and then I think Peyton laced one up the middle that he turned the double play on, and it kind of was like, oh, well, maybe this is how this is going to go. Devin dives for a ball out in left field and comes up shaking his hand and stuff. Well, he goes to the emergency room and ends up having a broken hand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, it just kind of snowballed from there. They hit and ran a couple times and got us out of position as we were covering the base, and they executed perfectly. You know, hats off to them. We had a couple, like I said, Peyton's ball up the middle. We had a couple hard hits to third that their third baseman made really, really nice plays on. And it was just one of those days where they had a couple bloop hits that they hit it where we weren't and we hit it where they were. And that's how the game goes sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it bounces that way for you. And unfortunately, that was the way it was for you the other day. You finished down the stretch 3-2 in your final five games. I know you were talking going into the playoffs and down the stretch of the regular season about how you liked how you were kind of turning the corner there and putting a better foot forward. So really it does, and you beat Harris Lake Park in the first round of the playoffs pretty easy. It really did shock me because of the way you guys were playing to have that kind of game against Garrigan. It kind of came out of nowhere.
That made two of us, I guess. sometimes you kind of have a feeling like you're up against it. Last year, Ogden was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I think that they were better than us, but I had a feeling, this one really kind of hit me by surprise. And that's not a discredit to Garrigan whatsoever. I thought we were playing well and we had beaten them earlier.
Yeah, like you guys had split. Yeah.
So, I was feeling really good about it. And I told the seniors, I said, usually I'm prepared to have a little meeting after the game. And I said, this one kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't see this coming, fellas. So I needed time to get away from it, to be quite honest with you. And just let things kind of soak in a little bit. And we didn't have any practices or anything this week, but Thursday we put all the field to bed, as we say, put the nets away, things like that, vote for our awards and things like that. And the guys were all there. Everybody showed up. And, I had the all conference meeting later that day over in Clarion, and I just got the time to reflect just how good these kids really are. They show up when you ask them to show up and do certain things like that. The takeaway was that we didn't play very well against Garrigan, and they played better than us. They didn't have as many errors as we did. They put the ball in play a little better than we did, and they deserve to go on. But I like my 20 guys. I really like this group of kids, and I'm going to miss it. So I miss it already.
Yeah, and, unfortunately, it's one of those deals where, it's a one-game scenario, and you kind of didn't play at your best, and that's what happens in the playoffs. Let's talk a little bit, because you got a pretty big senior class.
Mm-hmm.
If you would, shout those guys out here.
Sure.
Let's give them some props.
Sure. I'll probably just go alphabetical, but Thornton Aldjets, boy, what a improved baseball player. His freshman year, Thornton really struggled with a lot of aspects of the game, and he came on to be a very solid outfielder for us. Him and I had a discussion last year. We had a case with COVID, and so he was the one that got to go in as a replacement of that, and And he asked me, do you feel comfortable putting me out there? I said, Thornton, you bet I do, you know, 100%. I wouldn't put you out there if I didn't. If I didn't feel comfortable, we'd find somebody else. So he's an incredibly solid outfielder for us. And, you know, he filled holes. He had a role, a very important role, that whenever an outfielder came in to pitch, Thornton got to play, and he was solid for us all year long. Andrew Albert, the year didn't probably go as well as Andrew had thought it was going to go. You know, he got an opportunity to start at third base and just couldn't put the ball in play as much as we had liked. But Andrew's kind of the character of the bunch. He kind of keeps things a little live and stuff like that. And so we'll miss that aspect that he brings to the table there.
But
Grant Heldorfer, obviously, you know, he had our best batting average this year. Really turned it on. I don't know how many points he put on his batting average, maybe close to 200. Obviously, a huge improvement. Great outfielder. Can run a lot of things down. We're going to miss that from him. Kale, I think his pitching statistics over his career speak for themselves. Obviously, he's going to go on and play at Iowa Western and probably hopefully have a very good career there and then beyond. And we're clearly going to miss his velocity, his work ethic, his dedication to the game for sure. You got Peyton, who if there's a better two guy out there, I'd like to see him. I don't know who that would be, but like I said, we had a really good 1-2 pitching punch there, and really, I'll use the cliche 1A, 1B, you know, but that's truly how I feel. Those guys, you know, that's why Peyton started Thursday. And if I had to do it over again, I'd do it again. So, I hopefully Peyton might go out and play at Iowa Central. I really hope he does. I think he's got a bright future in the game if he decides to go that route. And then Devin Wirtz, you know, Devin, I've got to see Devin from a couple different points of view. You know, he went out for cross country for the first time as a senior and really was solid for us. And I think he kind of found a little bit of a niche there, that realized he's a pretty good distance runner, and then really came on as a baseball player this year. You know, he started last year in the outfield, you know, but that was kind of his initiation into the starting role. And so he grew into that more this year.
Another guy that put a bunch of numbers on his batting average this year.
Right, and really just was on fire the first probably 3 weeks of the season. You know, he cooled off there when we ran in some better pitching and stuff. But, you know, at the end of the game, or the last game of the year, broke his hand. And so a sad way to see him go out. Very sad when he came back from the emergency room to see that he had a soft cast on that thing. But not surprising how he did it. Going after a ball, diving after a ball. All these guys were just great leaders to our younger guys. We're going to be really inexperienced in the outfield. We lose four of those guys play in the outfield. We got a brand new outfield next year. But those guys really helped and teach and coach along the younger guys. And I really hope our juniors witness that and you know, take the reins from them as far as that is concerned. For the most part, all those guys were in the weight room as well. And hopefully our younger guys see that. I know deep in my heart that made a difference in the batting averages on some of those guys. They just hit the ball harder. Clearly, at all levels of the game, whether it's high school or beyond, different levels of baseball have their guys lifting weights for a reason. You know, it obviously makes a difference in any sport. Getting in the weight room is important, and so we need to continue to do that. I know our juniors are big into the weight room as well, so that's exciting. We're not going to miss a beat there from a leadership role. I know that for a fact. And then, in fact, the sophomores were all in there too. So we got to get the freshmen and the freshmen to be to jump in there and to see how the upperclassmen are leading in that regards. And then we got to put the time in the off season as well. And a lot of, like I said, a lot of the seniors did that too. So, definitely a great group of six guys that we're going to miss. But if we're going to run this program the right way, and I think we are, it's got to be a situation where then it's the quote-unquote next man in.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it's got to be.
Yep.
And the juniors got to be like that this year, as seniors. And we just got to keep doing that every year.
Tradition never graduates, Coach.
Right.
Culture's contagious. Tradition never graduates. certainly building blocks there. We appreciate certainly, Coach Mike Zalot, your time throughout the season. We know that in just a few weeks you're going to be starting up cross country again, and we're going to have you, and we plan to have you on as much as possible during the fall version of this show, because you are, without a doubt, I would have to total it all up, but without a doubt, I think, the record holder for number of appearances on this program. We appreciate that, and we appreciate the fact that we will do it again with you here in the fall. We appreciate your time throughout the summer here to talk a little baseball with us.
Thanks, Rob. We've been doing cross country all summer. We go on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
No, of course you have. I didn't even realize
that. Well, I mean, it just makes sense that, first of all, you get 3 days a week of running in, and then it's also we play every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so I'm not having practice in the morning. So it just works out better for my schedule. It works out well for Coach Shelley as well and the kids. So we've been doing that for quite some time now. And, yeah, so now I just, you know, bounced into that. And I guess being on here the most is a nice title to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is one that we certainly appreciate. Coach Mike Zalot has been my guest here on the High V Fort Dodge Coaches.